Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. This is on-air daily news for Friday, November 25th, 2022. I'm Naima Latif. Today is Black Friday. The day after Thanksgiving, known as Black Friday, is the biggest shopping day of the year. This is a time when companies are seeking to benefit from early Christmas shoppers, and so many stores are seeking to finally be in the black after perhaps a year long of being in the red. So this is an important economic day for so many companies across the world. And shopping online is now a big part of the financial gain for companies, especially because shopping online tends to reduce the risk of theft, and it tends to increase the amount of money spent because shoppers don't have to travel from store to store. They can simply purchase at the touch of a button on their computers or cell phones. So Black Friday is the focus for many stores as they seek to increase shopper participation. Engineered Alarm Solutions stated why thefts rise during the Christmas season. Have you ever wondered what time of year the theft rates are the highest? Well, the time of year when most theft occurs is around Christmas time. Why does the rate of theft rise during Christmas? Well, there are a number of things that cause this time of year to be greatest for theft. Engineered Alarm Solutions, Inc. states, and one of the first reasons is it's darker. Wintertime in North America is prime time for breaking and entering. When the sun is setting at or before 5 p.m., a burglar can break in under the cover of night when the occupants aren't even home from work yet. Two, there's guaranteed profit around Christmas time. If a house is decorated in a way that indicates they celebrate the holiday, you can be sure they have gifts inside. What better way to make money through robbery than by hauling out packaged goods by the armful? Unopened boxes and packages can be sold for a great profit on websites like eBay or Craigslist. Three, it's easier to case a house during winter. Due to the sun setting earlier than usual, people will close their blinds and curtains late. The interim period when the blinds are open and the sun is down allows for a clear view inside the house. That makes tracking the schedules and habits of its occupants easier for the neighborhood burglar. Now, of course, while Christmas certainly isn't the only holiday celebrated during the holiday season, it is the most popular. Because so many people celebrate Christmas, it's easy to find houses to target. The extravagant light displays and the Christmas tree framed by the front window are all dead giveaways. So one of the things that Engineered Alarm Solutions points out is that when you decorate so clearly for Christmas, it puts a target on your house. That isn't a problem for people with quality alarms and security guarding their homes, but it certainly is for those who don't. If you're going to draw attention to your home this holiday season, they advocate that you be prepared, and you can call an alarm company to make sure your safe is home from burglary. And one of the things that Engineered Alarm Solutions is stating is that a large percentage of theft is committed by those closest to us. Because it's so easy to gain access to the belongings of relatives, family members are actually the most common causes of theft. During the holidays, many of us invite family over to open gifts or spend time together, and this is true for other winter holidays as well. That gives any family members with a knack for theft a great opening to take things from you. They advocate that you plan ahead and put valuables somewhere where they won't be easy to find. And no, that does not include your dresser drawer. Locking expensive jewelry, loose cash, and other valuables in a locked box or lockable desk drawer is a great way to keep it safe. Well, that should help those who have been decorating their homes for the Christmas holidays. Something to think about. That should give you something to be aware of, especially if you are keeping your curtains open and the lights on, displaying your Christmas tree decorations, and the sun has set, and those who are looking for targets can see through your home. This is a high shopping season, and those who are going to and from stores must be cautious about how they're spending money, where they're putting their wallets, and how they are advertising whether or not they have cash by what they are pulling out of their pockets and purses in the stores. So these are shopping tips, and often this is why people choose to shop online, to eliminate some of the hazards and possibilities for theft. American Modern Insurance offers tips to prevent theft during the holidays so that those who are spending money or purchasing expensive, high-priced gift items can make sure they keep them safe. One of the first things they say is lock it up, hide the bundle of toys, hide the things that are expensive. Sometimes people who are decorating early have these packages on display, and bicycles are one of those gift items that often get stolen. Preventing holiday theft is a challenge, and one of the things that home insurers warn consumers about is when you have gifts, taking the boxes and folding them up and putting them out of sight. A big flat screen TV box in your garbage area advertises to all your neighbors and those who pass by that you have a new flat-screen TV. Boxes can be dismantled, and can be put away so that they are not visible to the average person that is walking the streets. And these are the times when those who are seeking to benefit from the spending season will be looking for targets. Don't be a target during this Christmas holiday season. Don't be a target during this high shopping day of Black Friday. Be aware of your surroundings if you are going to be shopping in person and not online. And be aware of how you are carrying packages so that you are not walking with hands tied up and a dangling purse or exposed wallet. Black Friday is a time of high theft, and it can be a time of tragedy if you are not alert. These are tips from a number of safety companies. And if you are planning on spending, you may want to carry less cash and do most of your spending electronically. That's always a tip to increase safety. Urban intellectuals are offering many sales for Black Friday, including Black History flashcards, playing cards, and more. $500 off spring and summer trips, and the Black Math Genius Boot Camp. Also, the Sankofa Black History Club membership for an entire year, and this is for the Kwanzaa and Christmas season. Kwanzaa, of course, celebrated the last 7 days of the year, is also a time where there is spending and festivals and money changing and often vendors gathering at locations. If you're going to be a vendor, another tip, you may want to include electronic purchases by credit card or cash app to minimize the handling of cash. Once again, a measure for safety for those who are participating in this buying season. Reducing the amount of cash that you are carrying and transporting can reduce the amount of attempts at theft and robbery. Keeping everyone safe during this gift buying season is important because this is supposed to be a season of sharing and joy. The Chicago Alliance is offering a third Chicago public meeting, and on Monday, November 28th at 6:30, you can sign up for this meeting, which is especially significant because the CPD has attempted to push forward a new gang database policy using a special order and attempts to circumvent the commission. The commission asked for a meeting to discuss the policy and did not get all of their questions answered. When the commission asked CPD and the mayor to pause the process of implementing this policy, they agreed, but several requests for additional meetings went unanswered. So the policy is now posted on the city website, and the commission was formed that rollout will happen soon, with the policy posted until December 7th. The superintendent was invited to the meeting but has yet to respond to that invitation. So you can register for the Zoom meeting. Go to the Community Commission public comment at cityofchicago.org. And this is the Chicago Alliance Against Racist and Political Repression. Address is 6353 South Cottage Grove in Chicago. Register for the Zoom meeting at bit.ly/ccpsa1122. That's bit.ly/ccpsa1122. Monday, November 28th at 6:30 p.m. Central Time. The Heavenly Culture World Peace Restoration of Light is hosting a religious dialogue, and this will be held this monthly religious dialogue on Saturdays, will be held at various times during Saturday, November 26th, and the topic of discussion in which leaders will be discussing the issues raised in their various religions for the purpose of developing a commonality and an understanding of some common beliefs among the religions. HWPL, which was founded in South Korea by Chairman Man Healy, continues to bring leaders together for the purpose of having a dialogue that would bring unity. Saturday, November 26th, dialogue will be held four times during that day, 10 a.m. to 11:15. The first one, second one, 12 noon to 1:15. Third one, 2 p.m. to 3:15. And the fourth dialogue, 4 p.m. to 5:15. All times are Central Standard Time. And the topic of the discussion is My Religion. Questions to discuss are, in your scripture, what content personally moved you the most? And if there are any words from your scripture that are engraved in your heart, discuss those. And among the content of your scripture, what do you think mankind must surely know? And also, when you hear something unique in the scriptures of other religions that you've never thought of because it made sense, do you accept it? And this is the dialogue that will be featured for this month for HWPL's monthly interfaith connection. This global connection seeks to bring unity through dialogue between religious groups. HWPL has been instrumental in working toward world peace and has presented the Declaration of Peace and Cessation of War, known as the DCPW document, to nations around the world and to the United Nations, and has been instrumental in assisting nations in conflict come to a standard of peace. Chairman Man Healy, was recently the subject of a documentary shown in the Chicagoland area, applauding his successful peacekeeping efforts and the annual Global Peace Conference held in South Korea is attended by leaders from around the world and has resulted in a number of measures that have prevented the outbreak of war. As the world continues to take a look at the devastation of war happening in the Ukraine, many leaders are concerned that this will escalate and involve other nations. And President Joe Biden has, in his remarks after his return from travels abroad and meeting with leaders, this has been a difficult time for the people of Ukraine, and President Biden has assured them of continued U.S. support. A number of European countries said they will donate power generators to the Ukraine to help the country have heating for the winter, according to a CNN report. France has announced it will send 100 high power generators to Ukraine as Russia wants to make winter a weapon of war. French Foreign Minister Catherine Colonna tweeted on Friday. A reminder, strikes against civilian infrastructures are war crimes, she added. Prague Mayor Zdeněk Hrib announced that the Czech Republic will also donate power generators to Ukraine. Hrib said the package would include 626 heaters, with 400 for Kyiv and 226 for Mykolaiv, along with other equipment, plus 22 million CZK, approximately $939,000 U.S. dollars, worth of medical supplies for the Public Health Center of the Ministry of Health of Ukraine, he added. Latvia's ambassador to Ukraine, Oleksandr Mishenko, announced on Facebook that the capital city of Riga had partnered with a charity to donate 84 power generators and 100 heat guns to Kyiv. Some background, the new pledges come after the EU launched its Generators of Hope initiative Wednesday, whereby a network of more than 200 large European cities aim to provide energy to essential facilities in Ukraine. A Russian missile strike dealt another significant blow to Kyiv's electricity infrastructure earlier this week, though an energy official voiced optimism Friday that normal power levels would be restored soon. And this was a CNN report. Radina Gigova contributed to this report. And other news internationally, Germany and France signed a joint declaration on energy solidarity. Germany and France have signed a joint declaration to strengthen energy solidarity. And German Chancellor Olaf Scholz and French Prime Minister Elisabeth Born announced this Friday at a press conference in Berlin. Friends stand by each other in times of need, Scholz told reporters during Born's inaugural visit to the German capital. Germany and France exemplify common European solidarity, he added. It is an important text that will have concrete effects and protect citizens in both countries, Born said. Our two countries need each other to get through the energy crisis next winter. Relations between the two countries have been strained in recent months due to differing positions on key issues such as energy, defense, and industrial policies. Bourne's trip to Berlin on Friday is seen as an attempt to rekindle relations. Well, that is all for today's on-air daily news. And this weekend, Rainbow Push will be honoring the retiring Judge Arnett Hubbard at its Saturday morning forum. And Judge Arnett Hubbard, who is retiring, is known as a trailblazer, a legal scholar, and one who has broken the glass ceiling. In Chicago, Reverend Jesse L. Jackson will hold a 10:30 a.m. press conference, and that will be Saturday, November 26th at the Rainbow Push Coalition, 930 East 50th Street, to honor Cook County Judge Arnett Hubbard, a trailblazing legal scholar who is retiring. Joining Reverend Jackson will be Bishop Tavis Grant, acting executive director for Rainbow Push, for the Rainbow Push Coalition, a number of judges, and other supporters. Having known Judge Hubbard for more than 25 years, Bishop Grant said, many of those who serve on the bench are untouchable, unreachable, and somewhat standoffish, but she has been a real pillar in our community. She has been accessible, visible, and engaged in what is happening in our community. Bishop Grant said Judge Hubbard has the common spirit and touch that makes her so very special. She has held so many first-time positions as a woman and an African-American and landmark accomplishments that we thought it would be most fitting to celebrate her for her iconic figure in the judiciary. Judge Hubbard became a lawyer in 1969 when only 3% of American lawyers were women. She received her law degree from the John Marshall Law School, and after spending 28 years as a lawyer, she became a judge. And that is all for our on-air daily news for Friday, November 25th, 2022. I'm Naima Latif. Until Monday, enjoy the rest of your day and enjoy your holiday weekend. Remember to be safe.